Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Rick Jones from Dakota Boys and Girls Ranch in Minot, North Dakota. The New Testament reading for today is from Romans chapter 1, verses 1 through 17. Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, who was descended from David according to the flesh, and was declared to be the Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of his name among all the nations, including you who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. To all those in Rome who are loved by God and called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is proclaimed in all the world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I mention you always in my prayers, asking that somehow by God's will I may now at last succeed in coming to you. For I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to strengthen you, that is, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine. I do not want you to be unaware, brothers, that I have often intended to come to you, but thus far have been prevented, in order that I may reap some harvest among you as well as among the rest of the Gentiles. I am under obligation both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to the wise and to the foolish. So I am eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith, as it is written, "The righteous shall live by faith." O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In these opening verses of Romans, Paul goes way above and beyond a normal introduction. This is much more than a simple, "Hello, my name is Paul." The apostle uses the first five verses of the epistle to give a full-blown confession of faith in Christ. He provides his audience with a condensed creed of the Christian faith, including that Jesus was the promised Messiah, an explanation of the two natures of Christ, the glory of the resurrection, and even a statement about God's grace being the source of faithful living or sanctification. It really is an incredible way to start a letter. Another amazing aspect of this is that Paul uses the introduction to launch right into showing why this confession of faith in who Jesus is and what he has done is so important, and it serves as a preview for the rest of the epistle. Paul explains his identity as a servant or slave of Christ. What does someone who is a servant do? Do they do their own bidding, their own work? No, they are compelled to do the will of their master. Paul is showing us that he cannot help but talk about Jesus. It is what he is compelled to do, called to do. He must tell other people about the love God has shown through the work of his Son. He is a slave to it. He is bound to share the mercy of the cross, not in obligation, but in joy. This is who he is because of what Christ has done for him. And from there, Paul makes pains to show that this message of mercy and grace, the good news of salvation, not from human hands, but from the selfless sacrifice of Christ, is for all people. Paul is set apart, sure. He's set apart from the sinful brokenness of the world. He's set apart for a life of righteousness, but he is not set apart from all humanity. The incredible gift of God's love is available to each and every one of us. Jews, Greeks, Romans, Europeans, Africans, Asians, Americans, the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus is for all of us. The salvation given to us in the cross It changes who we are. That is why Paul says he is not ashamed of the gospel. It changed his life. It pulled him out of the shame of sin and gave him a new life in the hope of salvation. With this new life comes new purpose, a servanthood for the gospel. Paul's introduction to Romans serves as a model and an example for all who have been called by the grace of God. As the Word of God impacts us and calls us out of our sin-broken lives, we too are changed. We too are made servants of Christ. Because His love has saved us, we cannot help but reflect and share that love with others. It is who we are. It is what we do. In the cross of Jesus, we are made new people. We could even say we are given a new name, the name Christian, which means Christ-like. Paul's words at the beginning of his letter to the Romans are an introduction for us all. In the transforming love of Christ, our lives proclaim, we are Christians, servants of Christ Jesus, set apart by the gospel of God, called in faith from all nations. We belong to Christ. We live by faith. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, though we do not deserve your goodness, still you provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant us your Holy Spirit that we may acknowledge your gifts, give thanks for all your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.